Joining me on the phone now, Aaron Matthews, who is vice president of the Old Town Commercial Association. And let's see here, Aaron, you're also on the board of the Clark Hill managing member at the Lansing office. Did I get that right?
Close enough, yes.
Well, please correct me. Titles no. are important.
That's fine. I'm proud to be a member of the board of directors of Old Town Commercial Association and vice president, and then I am the managing member of the Lansing office of Clark Hill as well.
Very good.
But we're here today to talk about Old Town.
We are. That was the title was given to me when we made arrangements today, and like I said, I think titles are important. And Old Town, no kidding. What a great day! Got a big award today, named a Great American Main Street. I love this. Tell me about the award.
Well, we were one of five communities out of about 2,000 in the country that were selected for this recognition, and it's part of the 2011 Great American Main Street Awards that were in Des Moines, Iowa this morning as part of the National Main Streets Conference, which is the National Main Streets Conference is put on by the National Trust for Historic Preservation, and they are the force behind the Main Street program, of which the Old Town Commercial Association is one.
Well, tell me about the criteria. I mean, when we're looking at five winners from across the country who won this out of 2,000, I mean, this is pretty impressive.
Yeah, we think so. We think so. The Main Street program has a four-point approach that they have developed, which is a methodology for economic development that still takes into account historic preservation with a focus on the historic commercial downtown districts in our urban centers across the country. This award was selected by a jury that was composed of former winners, community development professionals, and then representatives of various governmental agencies who are active in this field, if you will. And of the 2,000 communities, they went through a process to select a group of semifinalists. We were notified of that a month or two ago, and then a couple weeks ago, we were notified that we were going to be one of the winners.
Well,
so, of course, it's been difficult to keep that under our hats for the last couple of weeks, but we've done a pretty good job, I think.
I was going to say, I think you've done a very good job of that. And when they're talking about that four-point approach for historic preservation, economic development is certainly key in that while doing the historic preservation, isn't it? I mean, to make it a live city, a live, working, active city.
Absolutely. Economic development is the ultimate goal, and then their approach is just a way to do that while still, protecting and restoring the treasures that we've got with respect to historic buildings, and also recognizing the historic nature of the communities themselves and the people that have that have resided and helped to strengthen those communities over the years by paying appropriate respect to the history of the various communities.
Which is sometimes easier to overlook that instead of working with the bones of buildings and structures that are there.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's always, it's great when people think of ways to do things better, but we also want to make sure that we appreciate those who've made the effort and taken the risks in the past and celebrate their successes and their even their trials. If it was a failure, so be it. Old Town 40 years ago was a vacant wasteland, and some folks made an effort and took a risk, and ultimately, after many years of hard work, it's paid off.
Well, and I was just going to go the direction of time. In the scheme of things, to those who've worked on this whole project of revitalizing Old Town and bringing it to where it is today and where you're moving it to in the future, it probably seems like it's been a long time. But Old Town's Main Street was just incorporated in 1996, so it's relatively useful and youthful in the scheme of things.
Yes, the Old Town Main Street itself was incorporated in 1996, but it took many years of blood, sweat, and tears by a lot of dedicated folks to get the community to the point where it could become a Main Street. You can't just go out and form a Main Street if you want to tomorrow. There's criteria involved, and there was a lot of hard work that went into that. The Robert Busbys, Terry, Tom Arnold, lots of folks that really saw a lot of opportunity and in Old Town and took a chance. And then their hard work inspired others who then came in, rolled up their sleeves, and got to work. And eventually, here we are, one of the 2011 honorees.
What do you think Old Town has, now this is a broad question, it may be unfair, is doing right that some other folks who are trying some of these same things in other areas aren't getting? Is it, what is, how is it all pulled together to be such a success?
I think it's the people. Old Town is has been an organic process. Sometimes I think people try and force things in certain areas, and you really have to inspire the stakeholders that are there to invest more and to take some pride in ownership in their community. And I think that's what Old Town has done really well. Neighbors look out for neighbors, and rather than sitting around saying somebody should do something about this, the folks in Old Town decided to do it themselves. And that's really, when you get to that point, that's when you can have success.
Well, and I find it interesting, you talk about neighbors and various stores and restaurants. If I'm a fan of theirs on Facebook, I see them cross-promoting all the time, you know, saying, come in for a cup of coffee and then stop at, you know, this place or another place while you're here. Promoting each other and supporting each other and all the events up and down the street. It's pretty amazing.
Yes, it is. It's quite inspiring, and you know, we actually have the equivalent of a wait list of businesses trying to get into to Old Town. Our vacancy rate is at, you know, a historically low level, less than 10%, and you know, with 20 new businesses opened last year alone. So I think that's what the business owners see. They see that sense of community. And really want to be a part of it.
Well, and I love that you were talking about, I have that statistic in front of me about the vacancy rates dropping. But the crime rates in the district have fallen to the lowest level in the city since all of this renovation and rebuilding and revitalizing has taken place. And it boasts one of the highest concentrations of arts and creative service businesses in Michigan. And it's a draw to people to grab a cup of coffee and wander.
It really is, and not only can you get a cup of coffee, you can enjoy the river trail, get some of the best popcorn this side of Chicago at Cravings, strolling through the galleries, you meet people, and you just meet people out on the street, it really, for folks that haven't been to Old Town in a long time, they really should go check it out. All of the old perceptions are no longer true. It's really a new place in its beautiful old skin.
Well, it's one of my favorite places to come in and wander through stores and just take in, and some great restaurants in the area, obviously, as well. Aaron, I appreciate hearing about it. I love that you got some new hardware and going to bring back to Old Town as well. What's coming up festival-wise or event-wise in Old Town?
Festival season is definitely upon us. We've got just our organization alone hosts over, I believe, 74, 75 events throughout the year, most of them obviously in the summer. Chalk of the Town is the next big one. That is on June 4th, which is part of the Be a Tourist in Your Own Town events around town. Registration is open for that on the website, which is iloveoldtown.org. The full calendar is there as well, but that's the next big festival. Then from there, we get into Festival of the Moon and Festival of the Sun later in June, which leads us into Jazz Fest and Blues Fest, which Micah puts on, which are great events as well.
Well, and I was going to ask about a website. So you're good at this. You were a step ahead of me. And the website, I think if I copied it right, iloveoldtown.org, and you can get a list of events and festivals coming up tailor your visit to one of those if you'd like. But you really do, as you said, as you invited folks, just to stop in and wander around. You'll be stunned if you haven't been there in a while. It's an amazing jewel on Lansing, that's for sure.
I agree.
No argument there.
That's right.
Aaron, thank you very, very much for your time this evening. I appreciate it, and all the best to you, and congratulations.
Thank you very much.